The gig economy. When you listen to Bruce Springsteen's lyrics, you might picture a time of hard industrial jobs, sweat and labor in a Midwestern factory or lumberyard. Back then, workers had clear schedules and job security with things like sick pay and pensions. But today, many of us lack even the most basic job protections. The rise of the gig economy has changed the way people work, and not always for the better. In the gig economy, companies don't have to offer benefits like sick leave or pensions. Even though gig contracts might seem flexible, they often mean workers face a lot of uncertainty. Many gig workers are treated as freelancers, even if they work full-time hours for their employers. As freelancers, these workers don't get holiday pay or job security. They can be fired for minor issues, like a courier being a few minutes late. This situation creates a lot of stress for workers, which affects both individuals and society. This stress can lead to health problems. Gig workers and those in temporary jobs are often always on call, so there's no clear separation between work time and free time. Without proper time to relax or take care of themselves, they are more likely to get sick. The rising cost of living makes things worse. Workers who can't afford to live close to their jobs often face long commutes on crowded public transport, increasing their chances of getting sick. So what does this mean for companies? Stressed or ill employees make more mistakes and miss work, which can hurt the company's productivity and lead to more costs for the organization, the hidden cost of convenience. Think about all the things your smartphone lets you do. You can order a gourmet meal to your doorstep in 20 minutes, or book a flight to Hawaii even faster. Our society is hooked on saving time. Convenience comes above all else. Take Uber, for example. It started with the idea of car sharing to reduce passengers' carbon footprints. But now, it's a massive fleet of vehicles doing the exact opposite. Ethical concerns are often ignored when a quick, affordable ride is available. This obsession with convenience is also driving an unsustainable work culture where workers' welfare is sacrificed. Here's how. Imagine ordering an Amazon package from another country during the holiday season. How does it arrive so quickly? A seasonal worker with no benefits or job security locates and packages the item in an Amazon warehouse. A truck driver on a gig contract then transports it to the airport. Since drivers like her have little bargaining power, they are stuck with low pay. The package is then flown overseas, adding to its carbon footprint, a cost not covered by the low price you paid. Once it reaches your country, another gig courier rushes to deliver it. For these drivers, being on time is critical. A late delivery could cost them their job. To avoid this, they often work long hours, navigating congested city streets and missing family time. The result? You get your package fast, but workers bear the real cost: poor pay, unstable jobs, and exhausting hours. This isn't just about Amazon. It reflects many sectors of the economy. Our demand for instant cheap services comes at a high price for workers everywhere. Isn't it time we found a better way? The fight for workers' rights. During the Industrial Revolution, workers faced terrible conditions. Many were forced to use unsafe machinery that could cause serious injuries, climb soot-filled chimneys, or endure extremely long working hours. These harsh environments often shortened their lives. However, workers united to fight back, showing that organized labor was key to improving working conditions. This struggle remains important today. Throughout history, progress like the 8-hour workday or minimum wage didn't come easily. Workers had to push from below, often through trade unions or collective strikes, to demand fair treatment. In the UK, for instance, the appalling conditions of the late 19th century inspired Keir Hardie to create the Labour Party. When elected, the Labour Party introduced significant reforms, including the National Health Service, minimum wage, and tax credits for low-paid workers. These struggles are still relevant. Take Gary Smith, who worked for Pimlico Plumbers in London. His employer tried to classify him as self-employed to avoid giving him benefits like holiday pay. Smith took them to court and won, gaining recognition as a worker entitled to a full-time contract. However, the modern gig economy presents new challenges for workers. Gig companies often operate digitally and across borders, making it harder to apply national labor laws. Fighting against massive corporations like Uber is much more difficult than taking on a local business like Pimlico Plumbers. For these corporations, workers are treated as tools, often under constant digital surveillance and performance evaluations. Mistakes can lead to immediate replacement and entire workforces can be dismissed instantly. This instability causes significant problems for workers and society. If solutions aren't found, the future could become increasingly unstable and unfair for workers. The four-day week. While on a flight from New Zealand to London, the author flipped through a copy of The Economist. Little did he know that an article in it would transform his life and potentially the lives of many others. The article discussed two studies of office workers in Canada and the UK, revealing that these workers were only productive for 1.5 to 2.5 hours of a typical 8-hour day. This finding shocked the author, a business owner responsible for over 240 employees. He realized that many of his staff were only productive for a few hours each day. This led him to develop the 180-100 ratio, where employees receive 100% of their pay but work only 80% of the time, provided they achieve 100% of their productivity goals. After trying this approach at his company, Perpetual Guardian, the author saw that a four-day work week could address many problems of modern work. With an extra day for rest, family, or personal interests, employees were more productive and engaged. This new arrangement also helps tackle issues of job insecurity and the always-on work culture. The four-day week offers a new way to improve work conditions and job satisfaction. Successfully transitioning to a four-day work week. Shifting to a four-day work week can be challenging for organizations, with miscommunication and misunderstandings among staff at all levels posing significant hurdles. Maintaining consistent communication with employees is essential to ensure the transition's success. Engaging the workforce throughout the process is key to making the four-day week effective. Here are four key things an employer must keep in mind for a successful four-day week rollout. First, management must communicate the objectives of implementing a four-day work week. Employees should understand that it's not solely about enjoying a long weekend. The key aims are to boost productivity, lower absenteeism, attract and retain top talent, and enhance overall well-being and workplace culture. Second, employers must engage employees in the process to achieve these goals. For example, they should be asked in an open forum what would help them be more productive. Different staff might adjust to the four-day week differently and may need more or less time to adapt. Third, when working on improving work culture, leadership should consider the individual needs of staff. Flexibility is key. Some employees might have religious practices or additional studies that need consideration. Leadership must account for these details so that employees can do their best work. The fourth and most important thing is to avoid top-down decision-making. For instance, if management unilaterally decided that Friday would always be the day off, it might not work for everyone. This rigidity can lead to problems and might cause the trial to fail. If any of these points are ignored, the four-day week transition can fail. However, mistakes do not mean the end of the process. With continued communication, the final goal of a successful four-day week can still be achieved. Treat organizations like evolving systems where mistakes are part of the process. And remember, as a leader, you should never ask employees to do something you wouldn't do yourself. Transitioning to a four-day week is a team effort and a mutual agreement. The benefits of flexible working and the four-day week. Without flexibility, workers must prioritize work over everything else in their lives. This often means neglecting personal needs. Many jobs today are digital, making the traditional 9-to-5 office schedule outdated. Flexible working agreements, FWAs, combined with a four-day work week are seen as the future. Flexibility is crucial for the four-day week. This isn't like the gig economy, where workers are always on call without proper off time. This is about real time off while maintaining full pay, explains the concept of FWAs. FWAs offer flexibility in where and when work is done. Employees can choose a day off and, where possible, work from home. Both employers and employees benefit greatly from this approach. Organizations offering FWAs find it easier to attract top talent and can reduce costs by allowing remote work. For instance, letting an employee work from home when needed can save on office expenses. Employee satisfaction and well-being also improve with FWAs. Companies like J.P. Morgan report higher overall employee satisfaction when flexibility is offered. Employees benefit by having more time for personal activities, which boosts their mental and physical health. Moreover, flexible work arrangements tend to enhance productivity as employees feel more committed to their jobs. This mutually beneficial setup is proving to be more effective than rigid working schedules, productivity, and the four-day week. Traveling around the world to advocate for the benefits of a four-day work week, the emphasis is placed on being a businessman who runs Perpetual Guardian, a for-profit company rather than a charity or social enterprise. Despite acknowledging the flaws in the current economic system, there is a belief that this profit-driven model is the most effective way to ensure prosperity. A productive business is essential within this framework, and the four-day work week aims to enhance productivity rather than detract from it. Focusing on productivity is crucial to the success of the four-day week. Although the economic model has its issues, business leaders hold significant responsibility. They provide jobs for the majority of people, contribute taxes that fund services like healthcare and education, and drive innovations that enhance our lives. Therefore, the success of businesses is vital. Employees must understand the four-day work week in this context, recognizing it as more than just an extra day off. To make it successful, they need to learn to value time as their most important resource. With time being so scarce, it should be prioritized above all else. To enjoy that additional day off, employees must maintain their productivity. If productivity declines, the company will revert to a five-day work week until improvements are made. This system creates a balance of rewards and consequences. If the four-day week is ineffective, the five-day week will return. This approach encourages a collective effort, motivating everyone in the team to ensure the success of the four-day work week. Wealth inequality with a four-day week. In the 21st century, the gap between the very rich and everyone else has widened significantly. Countries like the United States and the United Kingdom rely heavily on exploiting vulnerable workers, similar to how it was during the Industrial Revolution. This setup isn't sustainable for a healthy society. The United States, for instance, is heading towards a society where the top 1% controls 20% of the income, leaving the bottom 50% with just 12%. The gig economy, which dominates today, mirrors a new form of feudalism. A small group of CEOs, founders, investors, and shareholders reap immense profits while many struggle in precarious jobs. Venture capitalist Nick Hanauer has likened this situation to pre-revolutionary France, warning that such extreme wealth inequality historically leads to unrest and conflict. The solution proposed is a four-day work week. This change aims to combat the instability many workers face today by providing more security and flexibility. It suggests a path forward that could sustain our economic system while addressing the challenges posed by an unregulated gig economy. Currently, large corporations in the gig economy often evade responsibility for their workforce's well-being, shifting costs like healthcare and retirement onto society. This strains resources and threatens societal stability. A shift towards a more responsible corporate culture is essential, and the four-day week could serve as a bridge toward a more sustainable economic future. Environmental impact of a four-day work week. The planet is facing serious challenges like melting polar ice caps and widespread bushfires. Acting swiftly is crucial. Switching to a four-day work week in cities could immediately reduce traffic and emissions. By having 20% fewer employees in offices each day, up to 40% fewer cars could be on the road. Since transportation contributes to 29% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, this change could lead to a significant drop in overall emissions. In the United States, adopting a four-day work week could cut emissions equivalent to removing 10 million cars from the road. According to the HR department of the University of California, Davis, not going to work could be one of the most environmentally sustainable things you can do as an individual employee. Companies like Perpetual Guardian encourage employees on a four-day week to dedicate one free day each quarter to charity work. This initiative results in around 1,000 days of community service annually per company, contributing positively to society and reminding employees of the broader purpose of the four-day week. If more businesses follow this model, millions of employees could engage in activities like tree planting, environmental cleanups, and community sustainability education. The four-day work week has the potential to make a significant impact in repairing environmental damage, through collective action across corporations. Key points. 1. The gig economy offers flexibility but lacks job security and benefits. 2. Consumer convenience often harms workers' well-being and job stability. 3. Four-day workweek boosts productivity and work-life balance. 4. Clear goals and employee involvement are vital for success. 5. Flexible work arrangements enhance job satisfaction and attract talent. 6. Four-day week can address wealth inequality and provide security. 7. Reduced workdays can cut emissions and benefit the environment.